الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وليس الذكر كالأنثى صدق الله العظيم Honorable علماء respected elders and brothers mothers and sisters as a couple You cannot eliminate conflict altogether. Because this relationship has not been designed in that manner. And in fact, this is not only unique to our marital relationship. It's found in our workplace also. At times, you'll have a temporary fallout with your employer. At times, you'll have a temporary fallout with your co-worker, your colleague. Or there will be some tension in the group. But you remind yourself that this is part and parcel of life. Things happen. We learn to bite the bullet. We learn to take it within our stride. And we learn to move on. We don't throw in the towel. We don't call it quits. We try and deal with our problems. So likewise, marriage is no different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed it in such a way that at times there will be some scuffle within the home. There will be some heated exchanges. There will be some sort of tension in the home. There will be some sort of conflict. But we need to manage our conflicts. We need to minimize our conflicts. And conflicts will be found wherever humans are living together. It was found in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To such an extent that on one occasion, for one entire month, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not go close to his wives. Sahaba were in a state of uncertainty. Umar ibn al-Khattab had his daughter married to the Prophet of Allah, our mother Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha. He would go and probe the matter. He would ask, has the Prophet of Allah divorced you people? What is happening? Why is the Prophet of Allah in seclusion? Why is he not coming home? What is the matter? Sahaba asking each other questions. So this is to tell us that you will always go through some sort of conflict in your life. At the same time I say, it's not a sign of a healthy marriage if you are perpetually fighting, if you are perpetually arguing, if you are perpetually bickering, if you are at each other's throat, then that's not a sign of a healthy marriage. Conflicts, that's part of marriage. But to continuously fight, that's a sign of a very unhealthy marriage. So in my talk today, what I attempt to address is how we can manage our conflicts, number one. Number two, how we can reduce and how we can minimize conflict in our home. Remember, you cannot eliminate, but you can definitely manage and reduce and minimize your conflicts. And this can only happen with education. When we start to understand each other, when we start to relate to one another and the differences found in each other, you see that we will be able to better manage our conflicts. I want you to think for a moment. You come from a particular background. For 20 to 25 years, you were living with your parents. You had your own set of rules in your own house. Things were done differently. And the same was happening with your future wife or your current wife. She comes from a different home, from a different upbringing, from a different set of rules, and sometimes even with a different culture. Now you put in two people together. They need to live together as a new couple. Naturally, there will be some adjustment that will be required from both of them. Because it's no longer how I used to do it by my father's house. It's no longer how I did it by my mother's place. Now I need to learn to adjust and adapt to the new person in my life. And naturally, when you have two people from different background and people from two different genders, who are opposites, there is going to be friction. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. And the male is not like the female. We are different. Put a man and a woman together. Look at the external differences. A man naturally grows a beard. Subhanallah. A woman naturally does not grow a beard. سُبْحَانَ مَنْ زَيَّنَ الرِّجَالَ بِاللُّحَى. All praises are due to Allah who beautified men with beards. Allahu Akbar. Allah has kept the growth of the hair different in male and female. Women naturally grow long hair. Subhanallah. The skin tone or the texture of our skin is also different. A woman is much softer compared to a man. Our tone, the way we pitch, the way we speak is also different. A man pitches higher compared to a woman. A woman has got a soft, soothing, palatable voice that when you speak to her after a long tiring day, it gives you comfort. Allah has kept us different externally. Don't you think that we are also different internally? Don't you think that we process information also differently? A husband and wife can go to the same function, but they'll come with a total different conclusion at the end of the day. You sometimes wonder, did we go to the same function? That's because we are different. Men love challenges. He loves going out. He's driven by different stimulus as compared to a woman. And that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the differences not to tear us apart. Allah has kept the differences there to add meaning and color to life. The beauty of a rainbow is in the different colors. Allah says, وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah says, we have created everything in pairs, in opposites, day and night, sweet and sour, hot and cold. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ. From the signs of Allah, from the signs of Allah is the darkness of the night and the brightness of the day. We appreciate the day, we appreciate the night also. When a man comes from a long tiring day, he wants to rest. He wants to recoup. He wants to recuperate. He wants to gather his energy. For that, Allah has given him the night. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. Allah says, we have given you the night to rest. Subhanallah. So we enjoy the night, we enjoy the day. We enjoy the night because of what we know what the day is like. And we enjoy the day because we know what the night is like. So through the opposites, we get the benefit from each other. Subhanallah. Likewise, hot and cold. Do you enjoy hot tea or do you enjoy cold tea? Do you love a cold jug of water on a hot summer's day or would you like a normal glass of water? So can you see? Allah says, we have created this difference in life, not only in men and women, but in everything around us, so that it adds meaning to life. The objective here is not to eliminate the differences between men and women. That's where the problem comes. A man wants his wife to become like him, and the wife wants the husband to become like her, and that's when there's a problem in the home. A man thinks that when I love somebody, I need to do X, Y, and Z. And that's the expectation he has from his wife. And when she does not fulfill that expectation, the man is left disgruntled. Likewise, a woman, she sees things from her perspective. That when I love somebody, I expect them to do X, Y, and Z because that's what I'm doing for them. But we don't realize that we are different. A simple example. If a man has got glasses, spectacles on, and he's got black lenses, how is he going to see the things around him? Everything will be dark, isn't it? Black. Now take another person who's got green lenses on. What's the color of that person's dunya around him? Green. Now, the person who's seen life through the black lenses will see things differently as compared to the person who's seen life through green lenses. And that's what we need to understand, that as husband and wife, Allah has created us different externally and internally. Now we need to learn about each other's differences, not eliminate the differences. Because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you try to disrupt the natural system of Allah, وَكَسْرُهَا الطَّلَاقِ, when a man tries to change his wife, then the Prophet of Allah says, it will only end up in divorce. The beauty of the banana is in the crookedness. Now if you try to make the banana straight, you're going to break it, my brother. So don't try to fix what Allah has created in a natural way. Rather learn how to use it. Rather learn how to gel with a person that's different to you. And this is part of our culture. This is a business society. Many people in the corporate world, we learn the culture of the people that we are dealing with, isn't it? The man is going to China. The man is going to Korea for business. He's learning about the culture of the next man, not the next woman. The next man, how to greet in the Chinese culture. How to relate to a person there. What kind of hand gesture am I going to make? We were in Bangladesh, and after the feast, we told a man like this. He got angry. He said, this in Bangladesh means a swear word. So next time we said, Jazakallah, Jazakallah, with no hand gestures. Because you don't know whether you must make like this, or whether you must make like this, or whether you must say like this. Every culture is different. But the point is, we learn about each other's culture. We need to learn about men and women's culture also. It's different. So I'm going to share with you in the next few moments how a man deals with stress and how a woman copes with stress. We are different. Are we ready? MashaAllah. When a man deals with stress, he withdraws. He pulls back. He loses conscious of the people around him. You see, sometimes a man is sitting like this in traffic also. Suddenly he's back on the road. A man can get lost in his own world. When a man is stressed, he withdraws. He pulls back. A woman, on the other hand, when she is stressed, she needs to talk. Subhanallah. Make sense? Now it makes sense. Hey, I don't know why my wife talks so much every day. Just doesn't end. Now you understand why. And now the wife will understand why my husband just goes mute. Something wrong with him. So we are different. When a man is stressed, he needs to withdraw. In psychology, they say he goes to his cave. He retreats to his cave. And how does this cave work? I'm speaking to the sisters now. How does this cave work? When a man is in this cave, don't trouble him. Give him some alone time. Give him some time to gather himself, to pull himself together. Now what the wife does? Why are you not talking? What's wrong? I know something is wrong. Why don't you talk to me? You don't like me anymore. And the man is thinking like, hey, you know, just relax. I just need some alone time to myself. And the wife misinterprets the situation. And she says, yeah, go have supper on your own. I'm not going to join you. He's going other room, she's going the other room. So what the wife needs to understand is, when the man is in the cave, don't bother him. Leave him alone for a few minutes. He'll come out himself. And when he comes out, he's ready to communicate. He's ready to talk. He's ready to listen to. So the wife will ask, what must I do? Number one, don't take offense if he's not talking to you. That's how Allah has designed him. Number two, play Candy Crush if you have to. But give him his space. You call your mother or do something that you want to do. Give him a few minutes. And we learn this from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah comes down from the cave of Hira after meeting Jibreel alayhi salam for the first time in his life. He's petrified. He's shocked. He hasn't experienced something like this in his life. He comes home. What does he do? What does he do? He tells Khadija, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, give me a blanket. Give me a blanket. She doesn't ask him what's wrong. She gives him the blanket. She leaves him for a little while. After some time, the Prophet of Allah comes out. And he says, Oh Khadija, I fear for my life. I have gone through this experience. But what is the point? The Prophet of Allah comes into the house. Khadija is matured enough to understand that something is happening here. But she's giving him the chance to first pull himself together. She's giving him the chance to speak when he is ready. He removes the blanket. He relates the whole story to her. She then says, I will take you to my family member, my cousin, Waraqa bin Nawfal. He will perhaps help us interpret what's happening. That's a sign of a matured woman who can understand that this is not a time to bug my husband. Give him his space and he'll come out. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. So when a man is stressed, he withdraws. He pulls away. He goes quiet. He goes mute. It's natural, my sister, if you're having this in your house. A man is just doing his manly thing. Subhanallah. And as a man, you must tell your wife, can I just get 10 minutes? Just 10 minutes. And inshallah, I'll be with you after that. You don't have to take offense to that. Now, I want you to come out of your caves. Because now we're talking about the ladies. Mashallah. When a lady is stressed, she needs to talk. That's how she feels better. Like how you go into your cave and you come out and you feel better. She needs to offload. She needs to talk to you. She needs to tell you what's bothering her. Then she feels nice. How does a man react? Oh, ya salam. Not so long. You can't start now. What's wrong with this lady? She's always talking. Well, my brother, you need to understand, she's trying to connect with you. She's talking to you so that she can connect with you. How does a man interpret the situation? I must fix the problems she's bringing to the fore. This morning I woke up and the machine wasn't working. I'll call Abdullah, I'll bring another machine tomorrow. Don't worry. Brother, don't give your solutions. When a woman is talking, you don't interrupt her. Step number one. Step number two, when a woman is talking, don't offer solutions. Solutions you offer at the office, not at home. Because men, by nature, he's solution orientated. The driver has a puncture on the road, I'll get the company to come out, they'll sort it out. Next problem, bring it on. Third problem, solution. When it comes to housely matters and domestic issues, it doesn't work like that. When your wife is telling you, you know, I had such a hectic day, don't tell her, quit your job. That's not what she wants to hear. She just wants to tell you how she is feeling at the moment. So you need to be patient and give her an attentive ear. I know that feeling of interrupting and interjecting and telling her one, two things. Don't tell her. Have you ever noticed how ladies talk amongst themselves? One will talk and the other one will say, yeah, yeah, shame. Oh, no, man, mashallah. Oh, subhanallah. After 45 minutes, she feels so nice. And when she talked to the husband, she starts. You know what? The domestic never pitched up this morning. Fire her. Fire her? You just don't understand me. You just don't understand me. Have you heard this? You don't understand me. Have you ever heard this? You just don't understand me. But the man is saying, Monana, she's speaking English. I can relate what she's saying. I can repeat it backwards. Not frontwards, backwards, letter for letter. I don't understand why she's saying, I don't understand you. She's telling you, give me the attentive ear, allow me to speak and offload, and that's how I will connect. If you give her the attentive ear, you'll see at the end of the conversation, oh, you're such an understanding husband. I don't know what I'll do without you. But you think to yourself, I gave her no solutions. I never fixed not a single issue. But at the end, you feel nice. Oh. And another thing you need to understand, there's no sequence. There's no sequence. You know, when we have in when men are having a meeting, what's the agenda? Item number one, item number two, who's seconding the meeting, who's seconding the issue, can we move on? It doesn't work with a wife like this. She can start with her auntie and end up with her grandfather. She can talk about fishing and then talk about shopping in Dubai. She can talk about the domestic worker and then she can talk about the function this weekend. There's no sequence, but that's how she is. Allah has made her unique like that. So you, my brother, you need to be attentive. No solutions offered, number one. Number two, no interruption. Number three, listen for feelings. Is my wife feeling tensed at the moment? Is she feeling happy? If she's happy, you must also be happy. MashaAllah. She can't be telling you of her wedding outfit that she managed to find after 6 months of hunting for the next, for your brother's wedding or for your sister's wedding, and then you're like, oh, okay, yeah. No, no, you must be, oh, I'm so happy for you, mashallah, and you give her a hug. Allahu Akbar. Let's learn from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we end off on this example. The Prophet of Allah was traveling with Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she happened to got delayed. So the Prophet of Allah is waiting for her. When he meets her, يَسْتَقْبِلُهَا وَهُوَ تَبْكِي. He finds that she's in tears. She's in tears. Look at this man, Allahu Akbar. فَجَعَلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَمْسَحُ عَيْنَيْهَا بِيَدِهِ وَيُسْكِتُهَا. The Prophet of Allah goes to her without saying a word. He starts to wipe the tears away from her cheeks and he embraces her. No lecture, no explanation. He did not trivialize the matter. Are you making a big scene for nothing? Come on, man, we're on journey now. No, look at the maturity of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He understood she is a lady. He understood that today is her turn and she was excited to be with him from the minute go. And she got delayed. So she's crying. He understood the context. Did he offer any solution? Any solution? No. Did he give any explanation? No. What did he do? He embraced her. He started wiping his tears. Oh, you're so understanding. That's how we need to deal with the differences between men and women. And most of the time, because we have not learned about our differences, it is because of that we are having problems in our home. So today when you go back home, as you are eating dal chawal, mashallah, or whatever it is, you know that the second lecture is going to start. So you must be patient. And mashallah, give her an attentive ear. And tonight, my sister, when the husband comes home, when he's not talking or he's playing with his phone, understand where is he coming from also. So mashallah. In a nutshell, I'll end off. When a man is stressed, he withdraws, he pulls away. A woman should not take offense to this. She should allow him the space. And when a woman is stressed, she needs to talk. And what does the man need to do? He needs to be patient. He doesn't need to interrupt. He doesn't need to interject. He doesn't need to offer solutions. He must just listen out for feelings. And you'll be the happiest man and she'll be the happiest woman. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all in our unions. May Allah grant our children happiness in their marriages. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them successful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them from the evil eye. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them beautiful offspring. And may Allah protect the glue of this home. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ